Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Welcome to the Sounders FC post-match show presented by McDelivery. Sounders FC Soccer is brought to you by McDelivery. Cheer on Sounders FC for the full 90 and never miss a moment of the game with McDelivery. The McDelivery post-match show starts now.
It wasn't pretty, but it was the result that San Jose was looking for. The action on the field and the body language was any indication. It is 0-0, the final score between the San Jose Earthquakes and Seattle Sounders down at Earthquake Stadium in San Jose. Sounders coming home with a point, and because of other results around the Western Conference, you heard Matt and Wade give the final score a little bit earlier during the second half. It was a final 1-1. LAFC gets the late equalizer, and the Portland Timbers only get a point. Therefore, with other results, your Sounders still sitting at first place. And welcome in to our McDelivery post-match show here on tonight's home for Sounders Soccer, 1090 KJR. Jackson Feltz and Wade Weber, we're here for the next half hour to break down the action. And I use the word action, Wade. I shouldn't really use the word action. But, I mean, listen, let's talk about this game and the flow of it and the fact that there really was no flow. There wasn't really much rhythm. And just wanted to get your opening thoughts on what was kind of a disjointed game.
Yeah, you know, in a normal season, you say, it's one of 34. Right. This is not that season. Fewer games means fewer opportunities to take points. And the Sounders might on some level feel like, well, you go to San Jose, shouldn't you expect to get the points? Historically, think of the quality of teams Seattle have had since 2009. Two MLS Cup championships, four Open Cups, a Supporters' Shield. They have a losing record at this venue, and that says something about the challenges that they face there. And San Jose have had some crummy teams,
yeah,
right? They haven't always been their Bash Brothers with Wondolowski and Gordon and Lenhart, that trio that really Seattle fans learned to love to hate.
Yeah.
So it's not an easy place to go play. It doesn't matter how it looks, because at the end of the night, what Seattle need is that first seed in the Western Conference. You get that, and then the playoffs look a little bit different. You have to go traveling, and then Seattle, when they have all their pieces, can go anywhere and win. But tonight they didn't have those pieces. Just think of who they were missing, and you're not expecting Will Bruin to be Raul, right? It would be great if Will could kind of get off the schneid here in the league, but guess what? He had a critical moment in the game, cleared a ball off the line that would have been tapped in. So he's Stephen Fry hasn't had much to do, but he made an important save. The team got a shutout. You know, they remain a very difficult team to score against, and when they have their pieces in place, they can play good stuff. I don't know what to expect, Jackson. We have 3 weeks left.
Yeah.
November 8th, right, is the final regular season game. So we don't have many weeks left, and we still have five games to play. The team is going to be leggy. Every team in the league is playing game after game, three games a week. And the Sounders know they're going to get reinforcements when Gustav comes available and Arriaga's back and Raul returns and is healthy and all of those other things.
Right.
So the Sounders are in a great position. So I'm not going to be critical of what was less than a stellar performance in a difficult place for this club.
You mentioned guys that are away and quarantining, etc. Let's quickly go over that for those who are unaware of that whole situation. So Raul Ruiz Diaz, we talked about it in the pre-match show. He has tested positive for the coronavirus. He is currently quarantining in South America. Now, I'm not exactly sure how the MLS rules work and FIFA rules and how you can sync those up, but according to Garth Lagerwey, as he said in a press conference last week, if Rui Diaz quarantines in South America and then tests negative, he will travel back to Seattle. And when he travels back to Seattle, there will not be an additional 10 days. Therefore, if all continues to go on, he's asymptomatic, he's feeling good. He is, if you follow Raul Ruiz Diaz on social media, he's extremely frequent on his Instagram stories. He's just working out in his hotel room. If all goes well, then we can have him for the 27th match. That's going to be next Tuesday against the Vancouver Whitecaps. Now, Gustav Svensson and Javier Arriaga, both of them were with Sweden and Ecuador respectively. They're both still quarantining, and I don't believe that they will be available until the 27th as well. So you will still miss all three of those guys for the match coming up this Thursday, and thankfully, and that leads me to this next thought here, that you have a week now where, once again, you just had, you know, it was one game last weekend, now one game this weekend, and then it's a match on Thursday that was originally scheduled for the weekend. They got moved up to Thursday against the Timbers right here at CenturyLink Field. So you get it at home, you get no travel, and it's a game that's, yeah, it's a midweek-ish match. You get an extra day, plus no game over the weekend. So we're in a nice stretch here where you're coming home in what should be, Wade, a monumental game for this team on Thursday.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of the number of times Seattle have met Portland late in a season, and they're 1-2 in the conference.
Yeah, at same points.
and I don't know that it's happened where they're that close in the standings. And Portland are a difficult team to play. I don't think they play great soccer. I think they have some good individuals, and they're very dangerous on set pieces. Seattle have to be better about that. Then maybe they have been. I don't think they've been terrible, but they haven't been tested in the way that Portland will test them. I do think, however, that Seattle still have enough in their group. I know this is consecutive games where you're saying that the attack wasn't good enough. Yeah, for me, it's just a game, and I'm not reading any pattern or sequence into it. What a game set up for Thursday. It had to be the Timbers, right?
Yeah.
You know, and yes, it would be great to have a full complement of players, but at this stage of the season, no one is fresh. No one feels great. You're really just—it's the margins. It's the margins, and Seattle will do everything medically they can to make sure the players have recovered and are prepared for what will be a serious test.
Got some more things to talk about with that match. We'll for our Divorce Lawyers for Men opponent outlook in our third segment of the post-match show. We still have to talk a little bit more about this San Jose match here tonight. It wasn't pretty, like I said, but at the same time, there is some parts of it we have to discuss. I will quickly tell you that your Budweiser Man of the Match is Stefan Fry. Fans, make sure to cast your vote for the Budweiser Man of the Match every match day on the official Sounders FC app. We'll return and keep talking about this 0-0 to draw between Seattle and San Jose. More next on the McDelivery post-match show on 1090 KJR. Zero between your Seattle Sounders and the San Jose Earthquakes tonight down there at Earthquakes Stadium in California. Sounders unable to get the full 3 points, but the single point does still keep them at first place in the Western Conference. Portland and LAFC played to a 1-1 draw, late equalizer there from LAFC, and therefore both clubs, Seattle and Portland, at 31 points. They are 1-2 on the conference, and they will face off on Thursday. We'll talk about that later on here in the McDelivery post-match show, but it is time for today's TCL play of the match. Well, late in the first half, this was the real scary moment of this match, but Will Bruin, the forward on the defensive side, came up with a huge clearance off the line.
Espinoza and Ewell are over it. Espinoza sends it in the box. A dart. It's Wondolowski. It's cleared away the back line. Back to Ewell. Sent over the whole group. Out of bounds for a goal kick, and we almost saw Wondolowski get his 13th against Seattle.
And the play of the match is presented by TCL, the official smartphone and tablet partner of Seattle Sounders FC. Wade, that was a moment where we have seen Chris Wondolowski, and listen, if this match ends 1-0 and Chris Wondolowski has the winner there in what was the 42nd minute, that's a moment that I'm going to drive home and pound my head against my steering wheel about a dozen times. But thankfully, Will Bruin comes up with a huge moment in that match.
Yeah, just think about that. Like, that would have been his 13th goal against Seattle.
Oh,
that's God. That's a career for some players, right? And he does it against one team. There's something about that, though. And you think back to the LAFC game, the first goal conceded by Seattle was off a set piece. Danny Masofsky snuck free at the back post. And I think it was Kelvin Leerdam who was charged with marking him. you just snooze for a second. It just takes not even a second. It's a moment of lapse of concentration. You don't move exactly when you're supposed to move, and you're not going to get there. Will Bruin, to his credit, again, as a striker, you're not necessarily expecting him to be so instinctive about how you defend, but he did it. He never stopped running. The ball went to the opposite post, and it would have been easy for him just to, as I think I said during the broadcast, become a spectator, right? You cease being a participant. But he stayed in the play. He stayed in front of his man, and he made sure that he made that critical clearance. And you know, you're looking for. It's not lemons, you know, the lemonade out of lemons thing. It's not like it's lemons. They get a point. This is not a bad night. But for Will Bruin, he's frustrated. Didn't get his goal. Probably didn't want to come off the field when he got subbed out.
Yeah.
But he made a vital contribution to the team, and I guarantee you Brian Schmetzer points that out in the postgame.
Absolutely. It's a huge moment, and that's why it's our play of the match. Now, as we continue here on our McDelivery match review, Wade, you know, going into the pre-match show, I think a big thing that we talked about was finishing chances. And then we had time when we talked about, okay, well, it's not about finishing in this game. It's about creating chances. And in this game, it did feel disjointed. They weren't able to get that final pass connected to get that dangerous ball. And when you did get that dangerous chance, it didn't turn into what you wanted it to turn. I mean, ultimately, at the end of the day, the issues with getting the ball in the back of the net right now, is this something that we really need to be worried about, and how do you fix that in terms of looking ahead to Portland?
Well, I'll just say it flat out that Seattle are best when they have attacking fullbacks, because that overloads opposing fullbacks. Against San Jose, it's a little false. Anyone that watched that LAFC game saw Seattle for moments at their best.
Yep.
Carving LAFC open, creating really good chances to score. Then on another night, one or two of those go in, and you're talking about a different result. But you cannot expect Alex Roldan to be that fullback. He doesn't have the pace. He doesn't yet have an understanding of the timing of his movement forward. I think he had a good game this evening. Played the full match.
Yeah.
Right? And he's starting to become a dependable right back. But in the box, right, that's where Kelvin Leerdam is dangerous, and I don't mean just scoring. Jovan Jones is the same way. Brad Smith is the same way. Those sort of players in the attack really help Seattle. You could argue conversely that maybe that Seattle get hurt sometimes when they're so committed to going forward. So starting Nuhu, zero assists in his MLS career. Does he have one? Right, he's played a ton of games.
Yeah.
He's not proficient in the final third. That's not why they have him. They have him because he can shut down most players' wings. And so very few players have the complete package. Missing those players, Seattle are relying on Christian Roldan, who's not really a wing.
Right.
Right? He's not really a wing. Yeah. He is a hard-working midfielder, two-way player. You're relying on him, Will Bruin, who's not your first choice number nine, Nico, who works for three players, but too often this evening had to come deep to get the ball. Mm-hmm. You put this game in the back of your mind. You, if it's in the rearview mirror, tear the mirror off.
That was the following question: was do we need to just throw this in the trash and say we'll forget about that 2 months from now when we're deep in the playoffs?
You don't even analyze it. If I'm the staff, you focus on Portland.
Yeah.
You watch Portland. That's the team that you have to beat. San Jose, you get them again, right? Last game of the season.
Yep. Exactly.
So okay, we'll deal with them when they come up, but our next game is against a more normal opponent that isn't going to play the way that San Jose plays, and it's Portland.
And the good news about San Jose, that final game, is it's here in Seattle where you beat them 7-1, and you will have,
everybody,
if they're healthy, all of your horses available for that game, which will be fantastic. And you mentioned Nuhu in there really quickly for those who didn't hear at the start of the broadcast and were like, where's Brad Smith? So the news came out right before kickoff that we heard that Brad Smith suffered a right hamstring injury in training before going down to San Jose. It is not severe, not expected to be out for a long time. So fingers crossed that Brad Smith is going to be able to get back and be okay, because he, as we talk about attacking fullbacks, adds so much more in this attack. So hopefully we will see Brad Smith out there on Thursday or soon after later to get that attacking fullback there from the left side. But as we've mentioned now a number of times, it's Portland coming up, and that's what we're going to spend our final segment here of the post-match show talking about. I will say that our match review, talking about the San Jose match, which just like the team, we're going to now throw it away and not analyze it any deeper. And tonight's match review has been presented by McDelivery. Cheer on Sounders FC for the full 90 and never miss a moment of the game with McDelivery. Well, we'll come back and talk a little bit more, analyze a little bit deeper, start our pre-match show a little bit, because I cannot wait for this. Seattle, Portland, they are right now number one and number two in the Western Conference, both with 31 points. Thursday's match here at CenturyLink is for all the marbles for the top of the Western Conference. We'll start talking about that next on the McDelivery post-match show on Sports Radio 1090 KJR.
You're listening to Sounders FC Soccer on 1090 KJR.
Seattle Sounders 0-0 result against the San Jose Earthquakes tonight. Let's roll off some scores from around the league. Columbus over New York City 3-1. New York Red Bulls and Orlando City play to a 1-1 draw. Toronto FC get the win at home over Atlanta United 1-0. DC United go to Cincinnati and pick up a 2-1 win. Minnesota and Houston play to a 2-2 draw. Earlier we talked about it, Portland Timbers and LAFC. LAFC get the late equalizer and that match finishes 1-1. Speaking of late goals, LA Galaxy get a late goal and they get a 1-0 win over Vancouver. But just as Wade, you talked to me about the way LA Galaxy season going, even a win, they're still in last place, all alone at the bottom of the Western Conference. But it is time for our Divorce Lawyers for Men opponent outlook, divorcelawyersformen.com. Good lawyers doing good things for good men. Portland, Seattle, Thursday at CenturyLink Field. That'll have a 7:30 kickoff and 7 o'clock pre-match show on right here, actually, on 1090 KJR with Thursday Night Football over on 950. We will have a Thursday night Sounders match here on 1090 KJR for Seattle and Portland. In Wade, what should be one of the big matches that we can remember here in terms of regular season in Sounders and for a long time? Because this is a chance with four and potentially three matches remaining. You have, because after Portland, what you have is you have on your schedule four matches remaining. And you have Vancouver the following Tuesday, so a week from this Tuesday, the 27th. And that's going to be in Portland because Vancouver's playing their home matches in Portland. So Seattle at Vancouver at Portland. Then you have a scheduled match at Colorado on November 1st. With everything going on with Colorado, it's very possible that MLS just says, nope, you're done, and that match doesn't happen. You have a match in LA against the Galaxy on November 4th, and you have a match right here in Seattle against San Jose, the team the Sounders had a 0-0 draw against tonight, on November 8th. So, it's very possible you're looking at three more matches after this Portland game, which makes this game on Thursday so vitally important.
Wouldn't you love to have a full stadium? can you imagine if Seattle
as we
and
look
Portland,
out at the seats right now?
Yeah, we're into October. Seattle, Portland. The weather's right. Mm. It's the two, you know, it's the oldest rivalry in American soccer, really, and the biggest and that sort of I just thought of that and got a little bit sad as I look at the empty stadium
makes
here.
Me
and,
really sad.
Portland are a difficult proposition. They've beaten Seattle twice.
Three times straight here at CenturyLink.
And this season they're not a – Sebastian Blanco goes down with a knee injury. He's out for the season.
Yep.
They haven't replaced him. So they realize that they don't have the transition group that they've had in the past, and they can't rely on Diego Valeri to be the orchestrator of that because so much of his work was with – Blanco. The two of them together would find each other on those moments, those sequences when they'd win the ball and break into a counterattack. But even tonight at home against a severely depleted LAFC, I mean, I'm talking their names on this LAFC roster sheet that I've never heard of. and they still had less. They had 45% of the ball. Oh. Portland did. And, you know, that's not Portland's game. Portland, Giovanni Savarese, I think, has done a wonderful job taking that team and establishing an identity. Now, it's not an identity of attractive soccer. It's passion, it's commitment, it's defend, and take your chances when they come their way on set pieces. They're very dangerous. The most dangerous team, in my opinion, in the entire league on the execution of set pieces. The delivery is wonderful, and they have two or three targets. Both center backs can present threats in the air.
And then Valeri can hit a free kick from distance.
Oh, they've got the full, really, I'd say like the full meal deal of potential threats. But they're playing a 4-2-3-1, as they've always played. They don't commit too many numbers forward, and they're just really hard to break down. And so Seattle are going to come in on Thursday. They still won't have some of their key pieces, and they're going to face a Portland team that know Seattle have a game in hand. Portland have played one extra game. If they don't win the game Thursday night, their chances of catching Seattle are slim.
Right.
So Portland's going to throw everything at them, as you would expect in a rivalry game. But that's not always the case when you get to this stage of the season, because you are looking at the scoreboard. And you know that first place means home games throughout the conference portion of the playoffs.
So this could be a different Seattle-Portland match because of how Portland's going to play.
Could be. But again, it's Seattle-Portland. So the funny things happen in those games, even on their way to a 2014 Supporters Shield, Seattle struggled against Portland. Yeah. And so there's that feeling in the back of your mind that there's going to be a story to tell come the end of that match on Thursday. And in the locker room, you're thinking, which guy is going to be the hero, right?
Right.
You don't allow those negative thoughts to come in. Mistakes might happen, but you expect the pressure Seattle to put on Portland to force some mistakes from the opponents. And it's over 100 times that we'll...
110 or 11 now?
Yeah. The media group, the PR group will tell us the exact number. After out of all those games, I don't know how many times it's been 1-2 in the conference this late in the season, and so much riding on it. Again, it's been a weird year. It's been a terrible year for lots of things, but at least on the soccer front, and I have to say on the NFL front, Seattle are feeling all right. Here it is on October 18th.
Yeah, look at that. Seattle Sounders, top of the Western Conference. Seattle Seahawks, top of the entire NFC with their 5-0 record. We'll talk about more of that on 950 KJR tomorrow with Chuck and Buck in the morning starting at 6 a.m. But for the Sounders, once again, it will be Thursday right here on 1090 KJR. It'll be a 7 o'clock pregame and 7:30 kickoff. Sounders Timbers for the top of the Western Conference. Amazing. This is going to be so much fun. Once again, that was our Divorce Lawyers for Men opponent outlook. DivorceLawyersForMen.com. Good lawyers doing good things for good men. Well, before we end the show tonight, I will let you all know again that here in 2020, the census and presidential election are both taking place. We have the power now more than ever to make our voices heard and be counted. Visit soundersfc.com/vote to learn how you can participate. I filled out my ballot and put it in the Ballard drop box yesterday morning, so make sure you get your ballots in and vote. All the Sounders players are certainly talking about that being a big part of our civic duties as well. Well, that will do it for the show tonight. Once again, down in San Jose, it was a 0-0 draw between the Sounders and Earthquakes. They stay at the top of the Western Conference. Well, thank you to Craig back in the studio, Terry Ryan here on site, Wade Weber and Matt Johnson called a fantastic game. My name is Jackson Feltz, and in addition to talking to you on Thursday right here on 1090 KJR for Sounders Timbers, we'll also talk to you over on 950 at 7 p.m. on Tuesday for Sounders Weekly. We'll talk to Garth, I'll talk to a player, and we'll preview the Portland match a little bit more. So we'll talk to you on Tuesday for Sounders Weekly. But once again, for tonight's match, the Sounders picking up a point, staying in first place in the Western Conference on the road with a 0-0 draw in San Jose. Thanks for listening.
You've been listening to the McDelivery Postmatch Show on Seattle Sports Radio 1090 KJR. Sounders FC Soccer is brought to you by McDelivery. Cheer on Sounders FC for the full 90 and never miss a moment of the game with McDelivery. Tune in next time when your Seattle Sounders take on the Portland Timbers.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky?
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.